Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the
before my mom and dad, which never happens. Hey, I need my beauty sleep. But today is different. Today is Curmudgeon's Day. A curmudgeon is a person with a really bad temper or attitude, especially an old person. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. But on this holiday, everyone in my family always seems to wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Literally. Last year on Curmudgeon's Day, my mom said that my dad was snoring so loud, she rolled him over and out of bed by mistake. He had an attitude.
Not funny, Clem. I had a bruised rotator cuff for a month.
Dad's up. Curmudgeon number one. Morning, Dad.
Hey, who left this light on all night? Do you know how high a light bill was last month? And Corey, get up and get down here now. You left the door to your amp fire open. That is ants are marching one by one across the den.
Dad, I was having another alien abduction dream, and you woke me up. And this time they were going to take Clem and not me.
Leave me out of your nightmares, Corey.
Dad, how could you?
Corey, ant farm. Stop them from marching before someone stomps them for marching.
See, I told you. Happy Curmudgeon's Day. A day when everyone is not so happy. Anyways, like I was saying before Dad came downstairs acting like a curmudgeon, I got up early today because...
Clem, where is my hair diffuser? And my all-natural leave-in conditioner?
At Sunny's house?
Oh, look at me. Look at my hair. It's flat.
Whoa. Let's not look at your hair, honey.
I can't help but look at your hair, Mom. It's flat. Like a pancake.
Corey!
What? At least I didn't say flat like a tire. I'm out of here. Gotta go feed my ants.
Not so fast, Corey. You forgot an ant.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, Anthony the ant.
This might be the most insane Curmudgeon's Day yet. So, like I was trying to say earlier, I got up early for Curmudgeon's Day today to do something nice for my mom and dad. And yeah, even Corey, because they always wake up super grumpy on this day of the year. I wonder if being grumpy on Grumpy Curmudgeon's Day is their way of celebrating the grumpy holiday? Oh well, I still did something nice for all of them. For my mom, I made her some avocado toast with tomatoes and everything bagel seasoning. Her favorite. I'm a pro chef at using our toaster oven. I'm going to put a couple extra tomatoes on there now. Gotta make up for leaving her hair products at my BFF Sunny's house. Oops. For my dad, I'm about to brew his favorite coffee. And I wrote him a cool note about how rad of a dad he is. What does the note say? It says, "You're a rad dad, Dad." Hey, I was kinda in a rush. Smashing up avocados for my mom's avocado toast took a lot of time. So, yeah, I... Huh? Oh, yeah, Corey. I always forget about Corey. For Corey on Curmudgeon's Day, I brought him a Lego set of Chicago's architecture. Corey loves Legos. And I brought it with my own money. But it was worth it. The Lego set comes with 444 pieces. And it says it's for kids 12 years and older. Corey's only 8 years old, so this should keep him busy and keep him from annoying me for days. Everybody wins. I think everyone is about to come back downstairs, so I gotta finish setting up Mom's breakfast, make Dad's coffee, and find a plastic grocery bag to wrap Corey's gift. While I was setting up Mom's avocado toast on the table, I got some of the avocado on my new shirt. Ugh! And Dad's coffee spilled on my jeans. And yes, it was hot. And Corey's Lego box opened from the bottom when I was trying to wrap it in a grocery bag. Legos everywhere. So annoying!
Oh, smells like coffee. Wait, Clem, did you make me a fresh pot of my favorite German roast coffee?
Yeah.
And what does this note say? I'm a rad dad. Aw, thanks, Clem. You just made my day.
Welcome.
Oh, Clem! Avocado toast with extra everything bagel seasoning?
Sure.
And with extra, extra tomatoes, just how I like it?
Yep.
Clem! You got me the Chicago Skyline Lego set? I can build the Willis Tower, the John Hancock Center, the DuSable Bridge, the Wrigley Building, and the Big Red.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Clem. You're the best big sister today.
What's wrong with you, Clem Jam? You okay?
Yeah, you seem a little grumpy this morning. Curmudgeon's Day rubbing off on you?
Really, Dad?
What?
Yeah, Clem, you're taking Curmudgeon's Day way too far. Smile and be happy like us.
Corey, leave me alone!
Oh, don't be that way. It's a great day to have a great day on Curmudgeon's Day. That's my slogan to greet customers at Party Central this morning. Happy Curmudgeon's Day!
I woke up early to surprise my fam and erase their usual Curmudgeon's Day grumpiness, and the Curmudgeon's Day grumpiness rubbed off on me! Ugh! Well, thanks for listening. Well, thanks for listening. And remember to celebrate every day, because every day is a holiday. Bye. Mom, will avocado come out of clothes in the wash? I seriously just got this shirt. Ugh!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.